Aidan Lloyd from the Sheehy Skeffington School joins me now. Aidan, how are you?
Good, Declan, good. Afternoon to you.
Thank you, and thanks for taking the time, Aidan, to talk to me today about this. You might just put in context the work that the Sheehy Skeffington School do, and what's your reason for, you know, for being in existence?
Well, this is the fifth year of the school. We've been, I suppose the inspiration for the school is Frank and Hannah Sheehy Skeffington, who were quite amazing people, really. And they were heavily involved in campaigns for both pacifism, but also the rights of women and the rights of trade unions, which were, you know, these were big issues during that period of their lives. So very interesting people. So they're the inspiration for the school.
Okay, and you said this is your fifth year, and each year do you pick a different topic or a different angle to feature and focus in on?
Yeah, we do. We try to pick a theme and then go with that theme. Now this year, because it's the centenary, we had to pick a particular kind of theme, if you like, you know. So we've got a very interesting, we've also always tried to have a mix of speakers and a mix of presentations. So there's not just people speaking to an audience, it's also, there's an element of art and an element of music at times. So it's more mixed. So try and keep the mix a bit interesting, you know.
Yeah, and I see that from your lineup, you have a performance from Donal O'Kelly. You have Kieran Allen launching his book. You have a documentary you're going to screen again, and a number of speakers as well. So it's a varied sort of agenda.
Yeah, I'm very pertinent to the centenary. We have Micheline Sheehy Skeffington, who's the granddaughter of Frank and Hannah Sheehy Skeffington, and she's going to speak about her parents, what they really stood for, a wider understanding of what they stood for, because, as she says herself, everybody knows about the murder in Portobello Barracks, but people need to know a bit more about Frank and Hannah, and she'll outline that. She's also been very active herself in terms of gender equality in NUI Galway. So she's been involved in a few campaigns, so it's in the genes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she's a very interesting person.
Yeah, I'm sure
then
that...
We have Colin Harvey, who's a professor of human rights in Queen's University and a former commissioner of the Human Rights Commission in Northern Ireland. And that's he's going to speak about human rights in the New Republic. So that, again, gets it back to one of the main focuses of the school. We have a really interesting, we're very lucky to get Declan Kybert, who, as you probably know, has written or co-edited with PJ Matthews that really good handbook of the Irish Revival, which encompasses very, very important papers from the period. I think he's an interesting man, Declan Kybert, because what he's trying to get across is that revival had three key elements. One was the militarism, which we all know about in the rebellion. The other bit was the cultural and artistic revival of Yeats and Lady Gregory, etc. But the other bit that we're trying to get him to focus on is the quest for rights, which was pursued by trade unions and by the women suffragettes, etc. So it was a period when there was rights were sought for Irish people, and that bit sometimes doesn't get the same prominence as the other pieces do. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. I see you're presenting yourself as well.
Oh, yes. I'm not usually a participant, but I am chair of the Economic, Social and Cultural Rights Initiative. We're pushing for them to be embodied in the Irish Constitution. So we have a panel there. I'm going to lead off by giving an outline of the ESC Rights Initiative. And then we have Rebecca Quinn from Loud Travellers. And I'm sure people will know that Travellers were evicted up there with some force in the last number of months. And it just does serve to illustrate, you know, that basic right for housing and accommodation has still not been granted or still not been achieved. So the rights battle is an ongoing one. And then we have a third speaker whom we've yet to confirm, but it will most likely be from the practice of, I don't know if you know, Austin O'Carroll, who's a GP who's done some remarkable research into health inequalities. So that should balance up that panel, and we'll have a discussion, a plenary discussion afterwards on that.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. And I also, you have a further international dimension to it as well with Pablo Vicente, I think. Talking about his quest for justice in the Basque country.
Yes, it'll be a video and he'll speak to it afterwards. But the video is basically a collective of some very old film which he's pulled together. And basically what it shows is the post-Franco era when the Basque people were trying to get some sort of rights and independence, I suppose, eventually. Some of those protests were put down rather brutally and a number of people were murdered by the police. So they were seeking justice and it's still an ongoing quest for justice there in the Basque country. So it's very current. Of course, as you know, in Spain, the whole aftermath of the civil war has kind of been parked, if you like, you know, so the Spanish governments have been reluctant to get involved in it. So that should be an interesting perspective. You know, it's important we kind of are a bit international about these things as well, you know.
Yeah, it gives it a broader dimension, all right, for sure.
Yeah.
And tell us, if people would like to attend or want to get involved, what would they do, Aidan?
We have a website. It's sheeskeffingtonschool.org. And if people go onto that, there's a link then to register to attend. So there's no problem with that. It's very straightforward. So sheeskeffingtonschool.org.
Yeah, and I see it's really good value, and you're even promised to feed people as well.
Yes, we give people a lunch and we have a little commemorative pin for the centenary, which we give to people. Yes, it's a good day. It's an interesting, it's a varied day. It's an enjoyable day and it's not overly burdensome, as I say, in terms of the inputs, you know, so yeah. We mix it up a bit. So it should be enjoyable. Yeah.
Okay.
And so the 16th of April at 10 a.m.
In the Ireland Institute, yeah? On Pierce Street there.
The Ireland Institute, which is the old Pierce family home in Pierce Street.
Yeah. Easily accessible into the city centre for people here.
Yes.
In this neck of the woods.
Very simple.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Aidan, thanks a million for sharing that with us and good luck with the event on the day.
Thank you very much, Declan.
You're very welcome.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye. There was Aidan Lloyd there from the Sheehy Skeffington School and all that detail on sheehyskeffingtonschool.org. They're on Twitter as well, at sheehyskeffschool, S-C-H-L, instead of the correct spelling, if you like.